Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Straight Talk for the Soul series, your vibrational, multidimensional vitamin for the body, mind, and spirit. I'm Carrie Murphy, your host, creator, and founder of this global broadcast and brilliant community of light. So honored to be here with all of you mystical, magical beings today. I do want to extend a bright and a beautiful good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all of you tuning in from around the world to welcome expert energy clearer, master tracker, and spiritual accelerator Bonnie Ceratori to our community once again. We're going to talk about personal power through awareness. Bonnie helps people accelerate or speed up their personal healing and growth and spiritual development. And we will be taking some callers later, so press star 2 to raise your hand to be considered for that. And there'll be a group energy clearing later on as well. So welcome home, all of you beautiful star seeds and luminous light leaders, starlight messengers to this next phase of your spiritual awakening and exploration, a remembrance of your cosmic multidimensional heritage. And this is truly an invitation to form an alliance with your divine essence. Merge with your sacred origin and experience a renewed, grace-filled journey of renewal, resurrection, expansion. So I want to remind you, if you're here right now, you are alive at this time to be an alchemist, to be a way shower, to be a density dissolver, and a high heart activator. So thank you for being with us on this new moment on New Earth, another powerful choice point for all of us here. Just know that this is a very sacred space, a safe haven for you to come to, a unity community to empower you and liberate you. And I'm devoted every day to walking hand in hand and heart to heart with all of you as we expand our awareness and commit to self-reflection and soulfully aligned and directed alchemy. And today's show is another invitation into illumination with wonderful Bonnie. So just relax, breathe, open, and receive. We do invite you to subscribe to our show. It's a free platform that you can access at straighttalkforthesoul.com. You can also listen to all of our replays on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Amazon Audible, and Stitcher, and connect with us further in our private Facebook group or on Instagram. And now my favorite question, what is the very best that could happen today? With Bonnie and myself and all of you, please slow down and set a very clear, empowered personal intention for what you wish to experience. My intention is to be a clear and pure conduit and instrument of the divine in selfless service to allow for the highest and greatest healing miracles to unfold for all of us gathered here. And also for soulfully soothing energy to flow through my voice and this entire sacred energetic space, welcoming and inviting in the highest divine support and participation throughout our time together. So again, press star 2 to raise your hand to be considered for being called on later. Bonnie, just a little bit about her before we dive in. She is an expert energy clearer, a master tracker, and a spiritual accelerator. She removes and clears all unwanted foreign energy from all space and time which interfere with the expression of your divine self. She knows everything, or everything that she shares, she has learned through direct experience. She was born with these abilities, but they have expanded over the years. She actually lived in the deserts of Arizona for 4 years, speaking to almost no one. That was a really pivotal point in her journey. She expanded her skills during that and many years beyond that. So today she'll be offering a group clearing and we'll talk to some of you. So let's go ahead and dive in. Please join me in extending waves and waves of love, light, and appreciation to Bonnie. Bonnie, welcome back.
Thank you, Carrie. So glad to be here.
Yeah.
I love doing this with you.
I do, too. I remembered, our last show. It was one of the most powerful. Do you remember? I mean, it was...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, that was a... So we have a lot of people here with us today. I know a lot of people really... love you and your work, Bonnie. So let's talk about this energy clearing. You know, I mean, this is your expertise, you know, really getting mm-hmm. in there and finding the blind spots or the whatever needs to be cleared. How do you describe that? I mean, you've been doing it for so long, but for someone mm-hmm. who's new to you, describe what it is that you do.
Yeah, okay. So, you know, truthfully, define the core is the key. So for me, when I'm, you know, like what I do is I just ask someone what they want help with, what or what they're experiencing. And what I do is as they're sharing, I'm tracking the energy, you know, sensing it, feeling it, hearing it, smelling, tasting, all of that. Okay. So I'm just tracking it. My desire is always, where's the seed? Where does this begin? Where's the core of this issue? So sometimes, you know, there's a lot of past life stuff. Sometimes there's a lot of agreements and contracts. Sometimes there's karmic stuff. But basically, what I'm actually looking for is, where did it really begin? Where did it start? So mm-hmm. most everything is going to begin in past lives. So as I'm tracking, let's just say someone, like for our topic, we got the personal and personal power through awareness. So, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes people, they might feel blocked or like, so if they're just describing to me, I don't feel any personal empowerment or personal power. I feel kind of blocked inside or, you know, whatever they're describing, as they're describing it, what I'm actually looking for is the emotional energy that's attached to that frequency. So if they're saying, okay, well, yeah, I feel kind of blocked in my body, and I might ask, well, when you feel that block, how does that make you feel? And they can say something like, oh, well, I feel frustrated. I feel impotent. I feel helpless and hopeless. So those kinds of emotional frequencies are helping me to find what is really going on here. What is the real reason someone is not able to have that personal power? You know, you just through awareness. So what I do is I'm looking for whatever's happening. Sometimes there could be interferences coming from other people. There can be other emotions. There can be implants. There can be things in the body. There can also be like people think about, when you think about like something like this, okay? So if I'm judging myself or let's just say, even in this lifetime, that I did something and I feel really bad, I have regret, and I have this feeling like, wow, I feel like I should be punished. I should be, you know, suffer for what I have done. So I anchor that into my subconscious, and so that kind of stuff also presents, because I'm looking for anything that a person is doing themselves that's interfering with them having what their heart, you know, the true heart desire. So, you know, they could have some kind of belief that, wow, I hurt somebody, I should be punished for that. And mm-hmm. so they anchor that in. And so, again, it's just really finding all the components. And there's so many pieces to every issue, if that makes sense. It's not just mm-hmm. one thing, you know what I mean? It's like it'll be multiple. So it's the unraveling of all the multiple components and then, you know, the agreements and contracts, the belief systems, the desires mm-hmm. for punishment, all the self stuff. So it just goes really deep. And for me, what happens is I get energy, I get images. Sometimes I hear things. Sometimes I just have the knowing. But mostly for me, I get a lot of visual, clairvoyant kind of stuff. And then things will pop in like you know, you look at something and people will hear me say, what was that? What was that? And what I'm doing is mm-hmm. I saw like a the fastest little thing, like maybe, you know, a quick little light presented and just zipped right through, or a dark energy. That right there is key. Okay. So I always go after those kinds of energies to find out, okay, what's going on here? So mm-hmm. it's just, you know, it's been a lifetime, really. I've got 35 right. years of hands-on healing. I got thousands and thousands and thousands of people I've worked with hands-on. So, you know, I know people, I know humans, I know how they operate, I know how they function, I know their, you know, how things get started and how we are affected by all these interferences, and people haven't mm-hmm. got a clue. So, right. you know, it's not your mainstream ways of working. And yet, you know, it will unravel.
We don't do mainstream here.
Yeah.
But so, it really does help people identify those blind spots that they don't even know are there. You know, they can be these unconscious programs or repressed traumas or memories or, like you said, contracts, vows, all these things. And like you said, you've been doing this a really, really long time. I mean, this isn't, you know, something you just started doing a few years ago. Although I want to say thank you for introducing us to Chris. I had one of your students here, Chris, last week, and he was wonderful. Uh-huh. He was so good, Bonnie. So, you've trained a lot of beautiful beings to do the work that you're doing, and it's refined over the years. I mean, now, each time you come, I hear it even more refined. You know,
Yeah, it's true, Carrie. I mean, you know, it's always been like that. And I think it's true for everyone. Mm-hmm. You know, we learn how to do something or we create something and we're doing it. But for me, there's always, I know this is like, what's up with this? But there's always this feeling like, how can I go deeper? How can I go faster? How can I clear more at one time? So that's always in my desire. And so as I get clearer, you know, my own evolution, my own unraveling, the clearer I am, the deeper, more fast, quicker I can actually clear energy. And then also being able to hold that frequency of unconditional love and light, I can actually start pushing that and awakening that inside of people, because that's the core of everyone anyway. So by holding that, I can start activating that. So, you know, there's a transmissions kind of stuff that I do, like a lot of people do. And but basically, my work just keeps accelerating because I keep accelerating. And we can't, you know, we all do. We have to keep moving forward. We don't stay, you know, you don't bake a cake and that's all you ever do for the rest of your life. You know, you keep adding to it, making it different, making it better, making it more profound. So that's what I do. You know, I do the same thing. So yeah, every time you see me, it's like, yeah, we've accelerated. We got a little bit faster, a little bit deeper.
Cool. Well, and it's nice to see people step out of those patterns of stagnation. You know, and that's something that you really help them do. And I know that you really share with people, we know it's not easy to become or cultivate self-awareness or self-examination.
Right.
You know, that can be one of our greatest challenges, but clearly one of the greatest benefits to our evolution. So what about these current times, Bonnie? I mean, there's a lot going on the planet. So do you find that there are a lot of, I guess, collective mass thought forms or energies from outside of us that are impacting people that you work with?
Yeah. There's all kinds of things happening. We basically, we're hitting that new paradigm and the new earth. So the frequency on the earth itself is changing. Like we can all shift our, those who have the ability to, you know, to track or see, sense energy. If you tune into the earth and you ask, show me the new frequency, show me what's really happening, show me the energy of the earth itself. And you're going to sense and feel that there's a massive transformation happening, and it's coming because of the new paradigm, because the energy, all the planets externally, like way out there, all the, you know, the galaxies and universe, all that, everything's all together, but there's something, the frequency is changing. So as the frequency is changing, it brings more light. What's cool about that is, for me, I've been watching the veils since the 80s, like in the 80s, I started watching the thinning of the veils. And the veil, what I mean by that is, like, if we looked at the energy frequency around the earth, there's a certain vibrational frequency, and that keeps getting lighter and lighter and less dense. That's kind of like the veily kind of energy. So as that gets thinner, then more light actually hits the planet, and as more light actually hits the planet, if that light actually hits the light inside of people, that unconditional love and light in the core of their being, so that also gets more people, like, curious or somehow more interested, or somehow like they, like all of a sudden they like, they're seeking more consciousness or healing or eating better or taking care of the earth in different ways. You know what I mean? It just starts changing. So, but it also is bringing all the darkness up. We know that. Okay. So for example, the whole thing with, you know, like with Trump and how he literally gave the go-ahead for a lot of hatred and prejudice and things like that. I mean, that was part of this whole divine plan. That had to happen in order for the blackness to really get exposed. That's the hatred and the, you know, the finding, hating each other because of the color of your skin or because you're male or female or whatever, you know. And and that kind of stuff is all going to be shifted, not immediately. It's a shift happening, but we're moving out of all of that darkness, all the, you know, the Piscean energy frequency of dark and evil and hatred and blame and victims and all of that. So everything is helping people to wake up and to encourage them to, you know, like start seeking, you know, like for us, that whole personal power through awareness. I mean, awareness is the very, very first step. Yeah. Without awareness, there won't be, nothing's going to happen. So, you know, first you got to wake up to, oh, I think negative thoughts. Oh, I'm judging people. Oh, I'm a victim. Oh, you know what I mean? It's like, but all the frequency that's coming, all the light is helping us to move much faster. Like I remember back in the 80s when I'm watching, you know, watching things starting to move forward and, you know, you had get into a relationship and, you know, you thought you met your soulmate. Well, you'd probably have a good year before, you know, that the everything would start coming apart, you know. Now, and then as time ran, it was like, okay, now we got 6 months. Oh, now we got, you know, a few months. Oh, now we got a month. Oh, now it's like same day. What? All of a sudden, you know,
everything comes up.
Yeah. Okay. So that's what's happening. That's the acceleration. But
right.
it's also, you know, bringing the light. So nothing, you know, the darkness cannot exist in the light. So as we keep shining light, keep bringing truth, and keep opening the heart, you know, we'll all be doing our part to actually help the entire planet and humanity to wake up and just truly accelerate. And, you know, we've got so much support with the energy, just of the energies of the planet itself and the frequencies that are, you know, affecting the planet. So it's just, it's awesome times. I mean, it's intense times, but it's also awesome times for everyone.
Absolutely. And do you feel the whole COVID situation in the last year is part of this, part of what needs to happen for exactly what you're talking about?
Well, yeah. So the COVID thing. So that COVID thing. That that things are not good that's trying to take happen. It's just unfortunate with that because there is an intentional movement to disempower humanity. I mean, on some level, if you've been, I've been tracking humanity since the 80s, meaning I track to see what's interfering with humans, what kind of I like to call them the one percenters, the multi-billionaires who literally own the planet. And also kind of like the military and government and aliens, they are able to do implants on implanting people. So, you know, there's all these things happening that are not really good. But at the same time, what's also presenting is that this whole thing with the COVID is showing where consciousness actually is. So, you know, when you start putting fear into people, they're going to go after the fear rather than paying attention to their own deeper knowing. So what's really happening, there's a division happening, and that division is going to be the fear-based and then the more heart-centered, you know. People that are not taking the vaccination because they're not going into the fear, then opposed to those who are doing it because they're fear-based, that's not really the reason to be putting some toxic in your body that hasn't been researched or whatever. You know, when they have, you know, you're supposed to do it like 10, 12, 15 years before you bring a new vaccination out. But, you know, so for me, it's almost like, well, you know, it's all about fear. And so there's a lot happening to cause fear, to put people in fear, because when people are afraid, they're then disempowered. And then they'll believe other things. And that's actually what this is all about. So, you know, like the COVID thing is creating a division. And they're trying to shame people to get vaccinations. They're trying to do all they can. But, you know, there's other doctors and even the doctors that someone just told me yesterday, that the doctors who created the vaccine are now saying, you can look it up on the internet, just do some research, but they're now saying that people that got vaccinated are more vulnerable to this, the new strain of the COVID. So, you know, it's just, I think if people could stop running on fear, the world would be a different place, but that's not going to happen for a while. But yeah, the COVID thing is just another division. It's another bringing forth and exposing where people live in their consciousness, basically. And unfortunately, it's terrible fear, Carrie. Yeah. It's just terrible fear. You know.
I do know. And, you know, that's why it's so important that we have communities like this. And, you know, with all the work that you're doing and everyone that I bring here, to bring people to a space of love and empowerment, you know, get people out of that feeling of victimization. And it's so normal. We've all been through it. It's not something to feel bad about, but it's like, let's find some tools to feel more empowered, and let's clear out our energetic fields and our bodies from all of this that's keeping us stuck in those victimization or disempowerment programs, really. So let's do some of that. Let's do some of that. We have so many people with us and so many hands up. Do you want to take some callers? Okay. How do you feel?
Sure. Yeah. Let's do that. That's always good.
And then we're going to do a group energy clearing later. Okay. Star 2 to raise your hand. If you could just say your name and please be very brief in your maybe a sentence or two about what's going on. And I really ask that you honor that just for the sake of our time and the large group that we have here. Okay, Bonnie, here we go. First caller is, wow, where do I go? Oh, my gosh.
I know, you'll get it, girl. You always do. You always get the perfect one.
Sorry, it's taking me a second. I'm just I'm going to go to area code 480-612.
Hi.
What's
lady.
Your name? Hi.
My name is Jennifer.
Hey, Jennifer.
thank you for taking my call. So I will be very brief. I resonated a lot with your opening message about what you were talking about, and for a really long time I felt very, very, very stuck in my life, and I don't feel like I'm in that place anymore. I feel like I've actually gone through kind of maybe the rebirth process, and I might be on the other end of it, although my life circumstances have not changed to reflect that. And the work that I'm doing right now, I've been really working to try and revision my life. But I've been having a tendency to go back into a lot of fear when things come up about I'm having some trust issues with myself and with spirit, and because there's been some trauma around a lot of stuff in the past. So I guess I would like to know maybe what you see. Is it me blocking myself because I've done a little work around that as well? Or, you know, thank you. That's it.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Okay. Okay, so I just want to make sure I'm understanding. Okay, so you're having, like, you have fear sometimes, and you're not, like, really trusting yourself when you sense something or feel something, and also you're not really trusting creation, God.
I would say trusting I would like to move forward into my life purpose and into different circumstances to open things up in my life about where I really would love to be in all areas. And that when I take a step forward, in the past, I felt like nothing would happen. And now I feel like maybe I'm the one who's blocking it because I'm afraid something bad will happen.
Uh-huh. Okay, that makes more sense. Okay, got it.
Thank you.
All right, let me just track that for a second.
Or I'll ask for the wrong thing. You know, my words, maybe I've miscreated a lot of things also, and that's a piece of the twist on it.
Uh-huh, okay, miscreated, okay. Wrong words. Okay, all right, hang on. So, okay, what I'm looking at, just so you know, I'll kind of explain, because we did mention when I'm tracking, what am I actually looking for. So when I'm looking at Jennifer, I am, like, I'm looking at to show me the fear frequency that she experiences, And also I'm looking, you know, that whole thing of trusting herself to move forward. What I start to see immediately is a gray frequency in her energy field, and it is coming in and it is creating some interference and it does create blockages. So what I do is I'm asking, did she call this in? Nope. And she did not. So then I look to see who put this in here. Okay. So then is this from past lives? Yes. Okay. So I track back into the past lives, looking for this lifetime where this interference happened. So there's an interaction with another human, and there's issues happening with them. And this one being is wanting to cause harm or attack. So that energy frequency is blocking her. So that's still happening. So I'm just going to go in, unravel that, get those beings in contact with that being, let that be done, clear. Bigger picture, there we go. And then, yeah, then I'm going to accelerate this other being, but I got to pull out all this energy, all this blockage in you. Whoa. Okay, hang on. Yeah. So it's not just a blockage. They've got like this big old gray energy in you, kind of like around that solar plexus, but there's also another energy that's got like a hold of you, so you can't move forward even if you wanted to. Okay, so hang on. Let's release that energy right there. Clear. Be gone. Leave. Let her go. There we go. Clear. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then there's also something. Okay, what did I just feel? What was that? There's something. Okay, is that Jennifer? Okay, they got her. Okay. Is she in where is she at on the astral planes? Yeah. Okay, so they've actually got parts of her captured. So I'm going to go unravel that. Clear that. Let her go. That's done. We're done here. There we go. Coming back. Letting her energy frequency. And we're going to release that binding around her, that frequency that binds her. Clear. Go. There we go. Mm-hmm. Jennifer, now go ahead and fill back into those same kind of thoughts, like, you know, like your purpose and moving forward in life, and let me know how that makes you feel.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that part? I didn't understand the beginning of what you said.
Yeah. Go ahead and just think again about, you know, your situation, meaning your, you know, that moving forward, that feeling that bad things will happen. And then now let me know whatever presents, any kind of emotions, thoughts, reactions, what that feels like now.
It's really interesting. I'm not exactly having emotions or thoughts, but which is actually my go-to. I tend to get very into mental energy, but actually I feel like my body is physically out of balance. I'm like standing and I feel myself kind of rocking and like sort of moving backwards, like on my feet, if that makes sense, to a point of almost imbalance, or moving to the right in like a little bit of a circle, and I feel something around my nasal passages.
Yeah. Okay. Hang on. All right. Let me just see what's causing her to feel that imbalance. Yeah. This also is part of that whole thing that as I pull that frequency out of you, there's another component here. Let's get that out of her energy field. Pull that up and out of her body. Clear that out. Clear. Okay, good. Okay, hang on now. Yeah, this is what I saw earlier. There she is. Okay, there's Jennifer. Okay, hang on. She's trapped inside of her own body. Did she put this cage around herself? No. Who caged her this lifetime? No. Show me. That's it. This game's over. We're done here. Let her, we'll take the cage off, take her out. There we go. Good, there we go. Here she comes. There we go. Look at excellent. Be gone. Nice. There we go. More of her's waking up, literally coming back into her body. Yeah, there was a major piece of you that was in a cage inside your own body. All right, that's better now. There we go. More of her coming back. There we go. Look now. Oh, good. Okay, Jennifer, let me know how that feels. Can you just kind of feel in now? Can you think about?
I feel myself really grounded, and I feel myself really in my body. And I feel like when you first said when you were doing the clearing work and I heard you talking about what was happening, I felt a lot of tears and just deeply emotional gratitude. And, oh, my God, thank you.
Yeah. No, this looks way better. It should stabilize your body. It's also going to help you to be able to move forward. I mean, there's no, Jennifer, we're not going to be able to move forward without this frequency being released out of your energy field, okay? It's just, you know, unfortunately, that's just the way it is. So that's gone. Now we can, yeah, when you think about moving forward now, let me know how that feels, that kind of thought of just moving forward in your life.
Oh, I just heard, like, the sky's the limit, and I just felt like this expanse moving out in front of me.
I just saw
visually, like, this open path. Like, just, oh, my goodness.
Yes, Jennifer.
Oh, Bonnie, thank you so much. I mean, I don't know that I could ever have gotten to that myself.
That's the point, unfortunately. It's actually true. Unless you got someone who can work at these levels, you know, you won't get it. You just won't get it. So
it's hard to see these blind spots. That's why support is so helpful.
Yeah.
Jennifer, be free, my friend.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you, Bonnie, Carrie. Thank you so, so much. I think you might have just made my life.
Yeah.
Best wishes to the rest of your amazing life, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Okay.
Very cool.
All right.
Very cool.
All right. Thanks, Bonnie. And let's see. Next caller that I'm going to is, area code 760. 845 are the next numbers. 760. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, thank you. I'm Kirsten.
Kirsten, okay.
Hi. My question is actually very similar to the last caller's. I feel really clear. I feel clear in this moment about skills and abilities that I have to offer. And it's so curious to me how I am having such a hard time bringing in the world.
Bringing in what?
Bringing it to the world. Getting it out there.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So bringing what you do into the world. Got it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Got it. Okay, so let me, all right, so, there's immediately, I'm seeing lots of, okay, what is this? This is not her. Okay, what a trip. Okay, yours is different than Jennifer's, but there is another, there's a frequency in you. Hang on. Okay, did she call this? She did. Okay, this is from past live. Just so you understand, you actually brought in, hang on, let me go back and track that past life, the decision you made. Okay, so right there. Oh, you called this in big time. Whoa, this is a major block. What it's doing is it's keeping you from doing it, your work, you know, doing what you have, what your skills and gifts are. But what happened was I'm in a past life. I'm looking at it. You made a decision based on some experiences that what you did was hurtful, harmful, dangerous, and you had a lot of regret, so you anchored that in. So hang on, let me just unravel that from that past life, agreements and contracts, know herself in these ways. There we go, good. Now, I'm going to show you what you have done to your life in the future. Look. See that? Oh, the gift. Mm-hmm. See that? And also just showing you, too, in that lifetime, taking you agreements and contracts, bigger picture. There we go. You ready to be done? Yep, good. All right, now you're ready to be done with that. Okay, good. So now I'm going to release what you know, the agreement that you made with your own self, the pact you made that you would ensure you would never cause harm ever again for all eternity. Let's get that energy out of the conscious. Clear. Good. Now this whole band of energy is like a tube of energy. Foggy tube of energy. Now let's start lifting that up and out, up and out, up and out of her body. There we go. Oh, yeah. Nice. Good. Clear. Okay, now was that energy, was that the frequency of fear? Yep. Okay, yeah, the freer. Yeah, really, there was major fear way back. There's also fear in your body still to really bring things forth. So even though your mind and say yes, there's fear in the body. I'm going to start releasing all that fear. Alrighty. Okay, good. Hang on. Was she also persecuted? Yep. So you got persecutions and things like that, like most people do healing work do. Okay, clear. Okay, let's get that persecuted frequency out of her. Oh, yeah, right there. You're still carrying that part. Good. Out. Clear. Good. Go. Now let's lift this energy out. She doesn't need it anymore. The beautiful sparkle right there. Light, 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 light. There we go. Good. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Now think about that again. Think about, you know, moving forward or not moving forward. Let me know what it feels like.
It still feels confusing. Like,
oh, confusing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like almost like in hang time, like I'm just floating but not grounded.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Okay, go ahead and just let it all go. Just listen to my voice. Okay, what, show me what's going on here. Okay, confusion. Oh, yeah, got it. There's that frequency. Okay, this is another interference, keeping you confused. It keeps you lost. It keeps you from moving in a, it keeps you from going in a direction. Okay, this is actually coming from the astral planes. It's another frequency, another interference. Somebody else does not want you to shine your light. Okay, right there, you. You done with this? We done? All right, let her go. Let her go. Pull the energy out of her body now. There we go. Come out, 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 out. Clear, 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 clear. Good. Now let's create. Let's pull out that frequency as well. Oh, yeah. Well, she got implants as well. Yowie. Good. Clear, out. Clear, 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 clear. Go, go, go. Good. There we go. Now I'm going to pull her back in. Parts of her coming back in, stabilizing. There we go. Good. Mm-hmm. Good. Now light, 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 light. Clear. 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 All right. Good. Okay, Kristen, fill back in. Let me know what that feels like. What do you think about the bringing your work to
life? So good. There was nothing that you were saying that was surprising, like about the persecution or the implant or even energy coming from the astral plane. I feel amazing.
Wow. Yay, Kirsten.
Yeah. It's just interferences, I'm telling you. Yeah.
Wow.
Cool.
More freedom. More freedom.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
That was amazing, amazing.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Kirsten.
Thank you,
blessings.
Carrie. Thank you, Bonnie. Yeah.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you so
you're
much.
I love this. I love what you do, Bonnie. I love when to have someone feel like liberation and freedom in a matter of moments is really it's a beautiful thing. it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. I often think like, you know, this is the kind of work that really does change your reality because it's the unseen energies that are messing you up. And, you know, the whole world is asleep to it. You know, it's like, wow. But in an instant, in just a matter of minutes, it can shift something that may never, ever shift without this kind of work.
Well, and we're all here to help one another. This is not intended to be a, you know, a singular journey where we're supposed to do everything on our own. You know, that's why
not at all.
We're here to help one another. And that's why I bring forth so many beautiful beings, you know, because everybody helps in different ways. And
Yes.
I'm going to go to the webcast because so many people wrote in, and then maybe I'll go back and we'll take a live caller. But I'm going to go to, Missy Sue, I see you. She says, I wish I could call in. I feel Bonnie is the only one who can help me attain any sanity and live my service work. She said, can you please help me with my fear of authority? I thought it was cleared, but just seeing a city truck pull in my drive sent me into a trauma response. I couldn't move or speak, was shaking violently. Bonnie, why do I think the worst is going to happen? I feel at times I'm not myself, but being programmed to stay fearful of life, so I can't make a difference in the world. Love to you and Carrie.
Mm-hmm.
Love to you, Missy Sue.
Okay. All right. Okay. So as you're talking, reading her information, okay, she's majorly under attack, like serious attack. Okay?
She just wrote that in, too. she said, my body's shaking. I can barely breathe listening. I think an entity or some interference is keeping me from moving forward.
Yeah, big time. Okay, hang on. All right, so it's not just one thing. There's a massive energy coming from the astral plane. Okay, yeah. There's dark force in her. Oh, wow. Okay, so she is, this girl's in. Yeah, she's getting attacked. Okay, hang on. I'm going to step right in. I'm going to do an intervention here. I'm just going to step right in between these dark energies. There we go. That's it. Okay, there we go. So this dance is done. This is old paradigm. Let me show them where they made these agreements, how they've experienced to do this battle right here, and show them the bigger picture. There we go. And let them know I'm going to accelerate them, help them to be cleared and released. All right, good. So that frequency. Okay, good. Now I'm going to be taking out monsters out of her energy field. She's got bad guys, bad monsters. She's got all kinds of stuff. So we're going to start spinning the energy, bringing in the light. I'm going to blast the whole frequency with the white light and also the white flame coming in. And I'm just going to stand right behind her for a moment, put my arms around her. And I'm going to activate in the very core of her, her divinity, her frequency of unconditional love and light. There we go. I'm going to uncage her, release her from all these prisons inside. There we go. Clear, 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 clear. Good. And then making sure, okay, big guns present. Yeah, call all your minions off, all the bad guys, all the demons, all the monsters. Yep, out, out, out. Sa. Clear, 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 clear. Sa. Clear. Coming out, out. Blasting, blasting, blasting. Blasting with light, 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 light. And get back in time, way back, 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 back. Okay, she also got deeply involved with Satanism. Okay, we should do soul capturing, soul devouring, soul annihilation. Yep. Soul torture. Yep. Okay, there we go. Let's release her. Release, 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 release. Clear, 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 clear. All the karmic frequency as well. Light, 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 light. Clear, 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 clear. Good. Now bringing more of her own light back in. Sparkly light coming back, 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 back. There we go. Coming in, in, in. So I know this was a writing, so she's not right here with us, but let's just see how that's going to, that will make a difference for her.
Mm-hmm.
More of her stock and her body.
Yeah, if you could write in, that would be wonderful. Tell us how you're feeling.
Yeah, that's going to feel different. Yeah, but we're talking severely under attack, okay? Major.
She said
so
that.
It's
like
she's always in a state of fear, okay? So, and almost terror, like terror is always in her. So I'm just blasting that terror out using the light. Yeah, good. Just drain that lots of terror out of her body. Good, clear, 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 clear. Mm-hmm. All right, good. So we'll let that kind of settle in, see how that unravels for her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you show up to it, Missy Sue, we would love to hear from you, see if you're feeling any lighter. Excuse me. Okay. Lacey, hi Lacey from Ontario, said, Bonnie, you're one of my favorite people to listen to work. It's always so deeply fascinating. I woke up this week with a dark energy encompassing me. Bonnie, can you tap into this and let me know if there's something attached to me? Thank you so much, lovely ladies. Thanks, Lacey.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yep, I got it. Okay, let me just unravel that. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's like a dark, big old dark, dark, cloudy-looking energy frequency. Let me find out, why did it come here? Why is it after Lacey? What's going on? Oh, hang on. Okay, she's got something inside of her, a dark frequency inside of her. Does this energy come because of that? Yep. Is this like a tracker, some kind of track? Yep. Okay, I'm going to do two things. She's got this black energy inside of her. It's like a tracking device mechanism. What it does is it pulls their dark energies to her, so there's something going on where they want to cause harm to her and undermine her, stop her, block her. Okay, hang on. I'm going to go right into that frequency in her butt. It's in the belly area, that black antennae frequency. There we go. Cast an eye around that. Block got good, clear, 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 good, good, good. Now I'm going to unravel why they're attacking her. Okay, show me, show me, show me. Got it. Okay, right there. Yep, she's got a whole clan of beings that are enemies. Okay, show them the new paradigm. Show them the opportunity to be free, liberated. Yep, there we go. If they want it. Good, okay, good. Now I'm going to pull the energy that came in, that dark energy that came over her like a blanket. There we go. Start releasing, releasing. Clear, 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 clear. Go, go, go. Good. Clear it, clear it, clear it. Be gone. Done. Let it be done. No more. Off limits. Be gone, be gone, be gone. Okay, good. All right, that's looking better. Yep, so with that tracking device out of her, that should make a difference as well. And then she's got, yeah, so that energy lifted away. Mm-hmm. Good. So then I'm going to pull her out of some of the other places. Yep, pull her out so they stop torturing her, stop harming her. Stop. Yeah, there we go. Come back in. And then any people that want revenge, retribution, let that be done. Clear, 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 clear. Good, clear. There we go. Good. All right, let's see how that does for Lacey.
Mm-hmm. Lacey, would love to hear from you. Well, we're waiting to hear. We'll come back and maybe talk to another person. Then we have the group energy clearing. But Bonnie, let's share with people how they can go further with this, with your work. There are two special offers that you've created for this beautiful community. The first one is an offer A, Living Your Life Now. It's 6 full-length videos, Accepting Responsibility, Embracing What Is, Prisoner to Judgments, Here But Not Here, some bonus clearings, Radical Self-Love, Step Into Your Power. All the videos are an hour long. These are all of the ones that you present are really powerful. So what do you want to share about these for someone who's considering this?
Yeah, okay. So what's really awesome about clearings, that they're recorded, but basically, you know, when you listen to them, you know, my whole thing is to call me in. So you just ask for me to be there. When you do that, then as you're listening, I'm actually working on you as we're following the video, okay? So whatever that's talking about, that's what I am doing. And what's all really cool, I mean, every one of these videos is awesome. Okay. So when you look at the, you know, like the packages, accepting responsibility, I mean, that's like, here's the thing. People don't want to be responsible. Okay. It's like, it just, we just don't want to be. Okay. We want somebody else to be responsible, but ultimately we are responsible. We are accountable. We are the creators of our life 100%. We co-create. So we're creating from our subconscious. That's why, you know, we're thinking, well, I'm not creating what I want. Well, you're creating from your subconscious. So part of the step in being an accountable human being, and with the topic, our topic, personal power through awareness, you got to be responsible. You have to start taking responsibility for your own life. Okay. That's the way it is. And then embracing what is, that's like, you know, we don't like to think that, you know, we want to change things, okay? We want to change people. We want to change how life is. We don't like it. So here's what happens. We can't change what is, okay? We can't change someone else. All we can really change is ourselves. There's something really powerful about being able to embrace what is. Like, for example, it's raining outside. I wanted to go outside. I wanted to go on a drive. I wanted to go on a walk. It's raining out. I'm all bummed. And now it ruins my day. Okay. Is that necessary? No. But if I wake up, oh, it's raining. Okay. Well, maybe I'll bake something today. So I'm keeping my energy in the flow with what is, no matter what that is. And when we can do that, it doesn't create all the angst in the body. It's the resisting of what is that causes us to be in a major angst with life. So by embracing what is, we soften, we relax, we go with the flow. Now we're in that beautiful flow of the divine plan unfolding. We're not fighting it, resisting it. And then, you know, people, here's another thing. I don't think people realize how much you're judging, okay? Everything you experience in your life, there's some kind of judgment. There's judgments of others and, you know, judgments of this is good or this is bad or this is right, this is wrong, and, you know, the positive and negative and all of these things. So judgments, you know, here's the truth. When we are freer from within, from our own wounding, we automatically stop finding fault. We stop judging. It's a natural flow that happens when we are no longer a prisoner to our own judgments. It's an ability to witness someone and see them more clearly, to see them with love rather than, oh, you're too this or you're too that, or, oh, you're too loud, or maybe you're too big, or whatever your judgments are, okay? So all of these judgments also create within our own selves separation and conflict, and it creates our own suffering. So by unraveling and clearing up, you know, these judgments, and like even with our families and our values and our religions and our programming, all of this causes us to judge others. So think about it. If you were liberated from your own judgments, what would life be like? I mean, really, then, you know, think about it. If you have a lot of strong religious beliefs, you're going to judge others that don't believe the same as you. You're going to make them wrong. Okay. So what if you no longer have that? You could still have your beliefs, but now you just honored everyone right where they were. It creates relaxation in your body. It creates peace in your body, and it allows you to be stabilized, more grounded, more centered. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
And then number here but not here. That's always a good one. You're here, but you're not here. You're always somewhere else. Like, I remember people, Earth to Bonnie, I'll be floating out somewhere, you know. So what happens, though, is there's often lots of trauma or something in the body that we can't handle. So it doesn't, you know, we can't really be here. So there's all kinds of emotions and all kinds of beliefs and interferences and discarnates that block us from actually being in our body. So, you know, when we can be clear of that, be here, all the frequencies that don't let us be in the body. Because, you know, think about sometimes, you know, an emotion might start to present and we will do anything not to feel it and avoid. So this is part of the distraction that we find ourselves doing, is distracting ourselves because we don't want to feel what's inside. So basically, you know, what I'm doing in that particular clearing is actually clearing out a lot of the traumas and stresses and shock and different emotions that keep you from being in your body. So that's really a cool one. And then, ooh, radical self-love. Yes. Here's the thing.
Ooh.
Here's the bottom line. Here's an absolute, okay? You got to love yourself. I'm sorry. You just have to. And, you know, if you don't, you're going to continue to make everybody wrong. You're going to judge. You're not going to feel connected. So that radical self-love is like, let's get on board and let's just start embracing who we are, even in our wounding and our misperceptions and our, you know, the doubts, all of the stuff. It's like we're humans and we're always going to be making mistakes. We're always learning. We're always growing and expanding. But, you know, we want to be able to cope with our own failures and embarrassments. And, you know, we just really want to open up and be who we really are. So it's all about that self-love. You got to love the self, you know, embracing what is, embracing ourselves. And it's really awesome when we do that. So that's a potent one, radical self-love. Mm-hmm. And then the bonus, these are bonuses. So this is actually step into your personal power. Okay. So sometimes we feel oppressed and we can't live our truth. Sometimes we feel confused. We feel, you know, no clarity about what's our purpose and why aren't we showing up? And we get anxious, we get frustrated, we feel stuck. So, you know, this again is like going into those places of feeling helpless and hopeless and feeling some of the energy frequencies, the patterns and behaviors that we get stuck in. We get stuck in cycles and, you know, so this is really about breaking free and opening up to, you know, to step into our own personal power. I mean, there's nothing more potent than feeling your own power. And I'm not talking like when you're overpowering people. It's an inner strength. It's that inner feeling that lets us really feel safe and secure and confident. So, you know, mm-hmm. that's what that's all about.
Potent. I love that word.
Right? Yeah, potent.
Yes. Yeah. So all of that was in offer A. I just want to highlight all of that's in offer A. And then offer B is all of that plus two live upcoming clearings, Friday, August 27th and Friday, September 10th. These are live online webinars, clearing resistance to personal growth and finding your blind spots. What are you not seeing? So I'm glad that people can start with everything in offer A as they're waiting for these live calls to come up. So what do you intend on doing in these?
Yeah, so this is really cool. These are the live group clearings. And so, you know, here's people have resistance to personal growth. You know, sometimes, here's a good one. They don't want to outgrow their partner. You know what I mean? They don't want to evolve beyond their partner or maybe beyond their mother or whoever. You know, we have these places where we don't want to expand because we're carrying people. And so there's all kinds of different reasons why we might have a resistance to our own personal growth. But the truth is our personal growth is key. It's really the most important thing we can possibly do in our lives is to get liberated from within. And that is about personal growth. So what we want to do is we want to clear the resistances, you know. So what's cool about the group clearing is, you know, you get people online, and I'll have oftentimes some of my accelerators will be with me, and we start tuning in and we start releasing energies. But what's cool is, you know, not everybody can light stuff up, so I don't need everybody to do that. I just need a handful, because the truth is, same in you, same in me.
Yeah.
We're all the same, only different. Okay, so, you know, pain is pain, regret is regret, stuff, you know, it's like anguish is anguish, and resistance is resistance. So we light that stuff up and we start clearing it out of the body. And what's awesome is you get that clearing live, and then you get to have it and listen to it as much as you want and keep going deeper in the unraveling. So all the clearings you can do that with is you just keep going deeper and deeper into these clearings, which is totally awesome.
Layers of liberation, right, Bonnie?
Layers. And yes, it's true. And each time you listen, another layer gets taken off, which is totally cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To feeling lighter and lighter and lighter. And then the second live online webinar is Friday, September the 10th. And so this one is Finding Your Blind Spots, another powerful one where you will illuminate those, right?
Yes. So the blind see, you know, it's all about the emotions. So if we really don't want to look at ourselves, then we're going to have a lot more blind spots than someone who is like, I want to know who I am. I want to know my, you know, how I affect the world. So what we're doing is we're pulling you out of your hiding, so to speak, and bringing you forth to start really facing yourself and, you know, so that you'll be willing to face the unacknowledged places or the unconscious places that will start to get revealed. But you got to be open to it. You know what I mean? Like, not making it wrong or bad, but so the program, you know, a lot of programming happens from childhood. Repressed traumas and repressed memories, and also a lot of past life stuff. So, you know, we do clear out all these different things that actually cause us to feel like we have blind spots, you know, and it also helps us to feel like, okay, I want to know. And it also helps to illuminate. Once we get the big yes that says, yep, I'm on track, I want to know, I want to be clear, then more things will start to get illuminated because now we're given the go ahead. Which is also beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Say yes.
That's
yes.
Right. Say right. Yes.
Say
yes.
Yes. And then I was so excited that you also included a 30-minute energy clearing session with one of your certified accelerators from your spiritual acceleration team. That is awesome.
Yep.
You've not done that here before, and I think it's a wonderful addition.
Yeah. You get a personal, yes, people, this is going to be so awesome. You get your own 30-minute clearing with an accelerator, okay? Any topic, any issue, whatever's up for you, you get to have that. So that's like a really awesome, awesome.
And they've studied under you, so they've studied what you do.
Oh, yeah. No, they've absolutely. Yeah, we got a good team.
Yeah.
Well, Chris, you remember Chris? Yeah, Chris is on the team, and there's some more others as well. But they're all doing awesome work. So this is like getting a personal clear. This is getting a personal clearing. Okay. So
there's the group ones with you. There's a private one with one of your team members and accelerators. And then we have everything from all the videos from Offer A. So there's a lot there. There's a lot of. Layers to unravel and support for that. So wonderful offers. Thank you, Bonnie. Those are amazing.
Yeah, they're good. They're awesome. Very good. I hope people take advantage because it's, you know, just the fact that you get a clearing, you know, your own personal clearing is huge, really huge. So, say yes.
I always say that. Say yes.
Say yes. Yes.
Lacey did write back in, said, thank you, Bonnie, with exclamation points. I instantly felt you pull that from my belly. I feel joy and light filling the space now. Thank you. Thank you.
Awesome,
beautiful, Lacey.
Awesome.
We didn't hear back from Missy Sue. I hope you're doing well, my dear. Maybe she's resting. That was a lot for her. I know that. I can feel.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Okay. Let me take another. Should I take a live caller or a question? What do you feel?
Let's do a live.
Okay, then I'm going to. Okay, I'm going to go to. I'm going to go to area code 920.
Yay!
I can feel that coming. Okay. Hi.
This is Linda. Even though it always puts up Bonnie for Carrie.
That's right. It says Bonnie here, but it's Linda.
Yeah, but
okay.
It's always Linda. Yeah.
Okay, Linda Bonnie. All right.
I knew you were going to call on me.
I did. Well, what's going on, Bonnie? I mean, Linda, sorry.
Linda. My teeth. My teeth are my gums are always inflamed. I don't know if you can do anything with that or no.
Okay. Well, you know, here's the truth. Everything's energy. So if we get to the core, we can unravel stuff, which is really cool. All right. Immediately, I'm looking at the teeth, the gums. I'm seeing all kinds of inner. Ooh, yowee. Okay, hang on. You got little red critters in there. Where are these coming from? Hang on. Okay, hang on. This is like a. Okay, I'm just tracking. This is coming from far, far away. There's something going on. Okay, what? Why in her gums and teeth? Okay, this is an attack. Yep. Let me just go right to there. Right there, right there. They got it right there. This is an enemy. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's also connected to past life stuff, some other things in past lives. Okay, let's release that. Agreement out of her body. These agreements to know herself in these ways. Now, that energy that's sending these critter things to her, that being right there. Okay, come with me. Look at me. Look, you're doing this like mindlessly. You're like autopilot. That's enough. Enough. Stop. Stop. There we go. Good. Yeah. Okay, look. You ready to be done with this? Okay.
Yes. Good.
Call all this off. Call it off. Good. Now we're going to stop that flow coming. Clear. That being will be gone into the light, accelerate. Good. Now I'm going to go right into the gums themselves, right into that whole area, the teeth, the gums. Just start releasing all those little red critters. There's like little tiny red frequencies. Get those out first. There we go. Now the black frequency. What is this? Okay, now what is this? Okie dokie. Okay, is this okay? Is she doing self torture? Someone's torturing her. Yep. Okay, who wants to torture her? Who's trying? Ooh, dark energy, black energy, dark forces, dark powers of darkness. Come here. Come. Okay, this we're done here. This fence is done. Done. Agreements and contract now null and void. She's no longer. Yeah. The attack on her needs to come to an end. Any past lives that she's done, any atrocities that she's done. Now done. Deal. Clear. There we go. Clear. Good. Now that frequency, that being right there, coming out. Go. Clear. Now start taking out all that frequency in the gums and the teeth. There we go. Coming out, 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 out. Clear, 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 clear. Good. Clear, clear, clear. Nice, nice, nice. Good. I'm going to bring the light print, original light print, which is all perfectly healthy. There we go. Right there. Right into her jaw, her teeth, her gums. All good there. Frequency shifting, changing. There we go. Good. Linda, let me know how that feels physically.
Oh,
but
that
also
feels
when you think
better. I mean, the minute you started with the gone, 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 I'm going, oh, my gosh, things are leaving. It feels really
yeah.
good, Bonnie.
Wow.
Yeah, good. Yay. Good, good,
yeah.
good. Yep.
I could
it's looking
actually
way different.
Feel them coming out. It was really cool.
Yeah. Yep, yep, yep. So there was,
awesome.
Yeah, there was some. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Gary.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Bonnie. God bless you.
yeah.
Thank you, Linda.
Well, it looks like you got feeling happening, girl. Cool.
Yes.
Very cool.
Liberation
cool.
for Linda. We love it.
yeah.
Thank
right.
you very, 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 very much. My heart is
yeah.
with you right now, so thank you.
Lots
both
of love
welcome.
To you, Linda. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you.
I love it. Oh, my gosh. You're awesome, Bonnie. Okay. Someone asked, Anne from Vancouver asked, she wonders if your special offer will be able to clear demons and entities and cut cords by just listening to them. Thank you so much for this powerful show.
Okay. So she's, okay, hang on. So she's asking
if listening.
The clearing,
mm-hmm.
if listening. Yeah, okay. It depends on the clearing. We do have clearings on specifically for those kinds of things, but I would actually encourage Anne to, you know, if she gets package B, she can get a clearing with one of the accelerators, and they absolutely can deal with this. That's
yeah.
what I would encourage her to do. Other than that, yes, all the clearings work. It's a matter of finding the core, the seed. So if you're listening to a group clearing, a recorded one, and it is dealing with demons and stuff like that, dark forces, yes, it's going to clean stuff out. But if I were her, I'd go for the personal 30-minute clearing. That's what
yeah.
I would do.
Well, and just as a reminder, for those of you who come often or if you're new, we do have the 3-pay option for all of our special offers and packages. So if that helps you out, that is available. So let's see. Oh, Missy Sue wrote back in. She said,
okay.
Oh, my God, Bonnie, bless your heart. Lots of exclamation points. My heart was racing intensely throughout the powerful work. I knew some of this, and your acknowledgement was a huge healing for me because I always felt trapped anger at myself because
mm-hmm,
others couldn't
mm-hmm.
see and I couldn't trust myself.
Mm-hmm.
So ready to allow this healing to expand, freedom to be me,
mm-hmm.
so much loving gratitude, Bonnie and Carrie. Thank you for writing back and letting us know.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
lots of love and blessings to you, Missy Sue. Okay, we have a million hands up and all that, but I think the best thing to do is to go into the group clearing, Bonnie.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and get some more layers of liberation happening
yeah.
for everyone.
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
absolutely. Okay, cool. All right. How long you want me? How long I have, Carrie?
However long you want, whatever you feel.
Okay. Okay. All right. I'm going to go ahead and just go for it and it'll do its thing.
Okay.
Awesome. Okay. So everyone, I want everyone, if you can, lay down. If you can't lay down, sit really comfortably. It's important that your body's relaxed. Okay. Now go ahead and just think about, just bring your awareness and just think about your own life and that feeling of maybe it's more like disempowerment, but we want your personal power through awareness. So when you just kind of think about your life, do you feel empowered? Do you feel that personal empowerment? So that's the first thing I want you just to start being aware of, bring to consciousness. Now, what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be looking where your blind spots are, where you're not aware, okay? And also that feeling, because some of you can actually feel where you know you got blind spots, you know you're not empowered, okay? So that's what you're lighting up for me. All right, beautiful. Here we go. Now I'm just going to be pulling everyone in. So everyone now, just let everything go. Just listen to my voice. I'm going to go right down into your subconscious. First thing I'm going to start unraveling is where you'd have made agreements and contracts to know yourself without having that personal power through awareness. Okay, you want to know, it's like we make agreement. There we go. Clear. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. I'm going deep, 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 deep. Oh yes, it's all about hiding. It's about not taking responsibility. It's about not being accountable. It's like not wanting to look at the self of fear, fear, great fear, to look at the self. Whoa, yes, that's what this is. Alrighty. So lots and lots of frequencies are buried. You got traumas and shocks and crisis and experiences that you don't want to remember, you don't want to look at, you don't want to know about. You got places where you've caused harm to others, you don't want to look at it, you don't want to know about it. So expose and expose and expose. I'm going to go direct to your super consciousness, highest level of who you are. Get the go ahead. Yes, let's bring it, bring it, bring it. Good, beautiful. Not shine the light. Let's shine that light, beautiful light. Yeah, there we go. The light, light, beautiful light, light coming all the way down. Now we're going to use that light coming right down into your subconscious. We're going to begin to light up the trauma, the crisis, the despair, the helpless, the hopeless, all the frequencies that you've been hiding, don't want to look at, don't want to know about. I'm going to bring light in, light, 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 blasting through all this darkness, exposing all these hiding places. All these frequencies, the regrets and the shame. Oh, yeah, mega shame. Light, 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 light. Blasting it. Want the white flame coming into the subconscious. Deep, deep, deep. There we go. Deeper, 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 deeper. Bright, bright, bright. Now shine that. Blast that white flame. I want to hear the roar of the white flame in the subconscious. It is time. We're at the new paradigm, the new earth. It is time. Yes, yes, beautiful, good. Now, everyone, just in your own awareness, in your heart center, I want you to give a big yes. Just held the frequency of yes in your heart. Yes to your own liberation. Yes to your own empowerment. Yes to waking up. Just hold that. Beautiful, thank you. I needed that. Wonderful, good, good, clear. There we go. Light, mm-hmm, good, good. That allows even more to come out. Yep, no matter what it is, you want to be cleared. Yes, you want to know, you want to be released, freed, liberated from all these hiding places, bringing even more light and releasing discarnates as well. There's all kinds of helpers, assistants, keeping you hidden, hiding things, keeping things hidden. There we go. Okay, job done. Mission complete. Discarnates be gone. Go home. Into the light. Look, you're needed up there. New project, new mission. Go, 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 go. There we go. Coming out, 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 out. Anybody that's been helping you, keeping you disempowered, keeping you blinded, keeping you from having awareness, consciousness, job done. The agreements and contracts now null and void. Bigger picture. Everyone, yeah, we're going into the new paradigm. We are going into the light. We are waking up. Yes, frequencies coming out of your body that have been here for eons and eons of times, lifetimes and lifetimes and lifetimes. Yep, great job. Job done. You're needed somewhere else. You're needed in the light. Go home. Go, 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 go. Clear, clear, clear. Beautiful. Any kind of dark force interfering? Ooh, yes, yowie. Holy cow. All right, that's it. That's it. Bringing in the light. Okay, now I'm just going to take my awareness. I'll be standing behind every one of you. You might feel me. You might not. Don't worry about it. I am with you, right behind you. Now I'm shining light through all of your energy frequency. I'm lighting up all the interferences of darkness. That means any kind of oaths or promises, allegiances, any wrongs that you have done in the past, any victimization you have done, torturing you have done, suffering, causing harm to others. Releasing, 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 releasing. Those frequencies, you've suffered enough, enough. Light, 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 white flame, white flame, white flame, light, 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 bright light. There we go. Blasting all this trauma and shock. Yep. Good. And all the victims coming out, victims coming up and out into the light, being liberated. No desire for retribution, revenge. There we go. Clear, clear, clear. Light, 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 light. Okay, now I'm blasting the whole body, the whole energy frequencies and the white flame in all of your physical body, mental body, yeah, all aspects of you. Now we're going to blast the etheric body, light body, mercury body, astral body. Yeah, good. Clear, 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 clear. Blasting, 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 light, 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 light. Clear, 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 clear. We want awake people. We want aware people. We want people who are committed to their own liberation, to the truth of who they are. Yes, yes, yes. Big yes happening. Beautiful. Oh, nice. Now, good. Beautiful light coming down, even a brighter. Whoa, nice. Okay, creation itself is sending a beautiful light now. It has a frequency. What is this? This is awesome. Oh, nice. Coming down directly from up above, from your higher levels, actually direct above your super consciousness, the creation of light itself, the God consciousness right above you in your higher levels, super consciousness. Now coming right on down through all your different layers of you, your God self levels, your oversoul levels, your super consciousness levels, your higher levels, all levels of you. Now coming right down from the very top of your head. Whoa, nice, beautiful. The love of creation itself, pure unconditional love and light, entering right to the crown chakra, coming right down through the body, coming in. And as it's coming in, it's actually clearing and releasing even more frequencies, even more traumas, beliefs, misperceptions, emotions, other people's emotions, programming, other people's programming, coming in through your entire body. It's doing into the DNA, the blood, the bone, the tissue, the muscles, the fascia, the organs, all levels of you, the lymphatic system, all levels of you, the nervous system, throughout the entire physical body, unconditional love and light moving right through all levels of who you are, literally blasting your entire frequency. This is moving out into the auric field. It's actually moving out into all levels of who you are. It's actually going to go right into the Akashic Records as well, and releasing the traumas, the shock, the crisis, despair, anguish, helpless, hopeless. Clear, 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 clear. Yep, blasting with the light through all the Akashic Records. Yes, beautiful. Releasing the things that keep you stuck and bound, keeping you asleep, keeping you from waking up. Now, from deep in your core, the part of you that went into hiding, that went into the belief that you got to get small, that you got to hide your brilliance, your magnificence, that you can't let anybody see and know who you are. Yep, that part of you right there. Now, I'm going to go directly connecting with you, that aspect of you. Now, I'm going to come right around in front of you. I'm going to be looking at you, this part of you that's in the core, that's been hiding. Now I'm going to get your attention. It is time. It is time for you to wake up. It is time. Turn around. Look at me. Look at me. Let's connect. There we go. There we go. There we go. It is time. The word has already been spoken. Yes, you knew the day would come when you would wake up and fully inhabit your body. Yes, today is the day. It's happening now. Waking up. Waking up. Look around. Yeah, trauma gone. Yeah, look, we got more trauma gone. Yep, all those bad things, all those torturous things, all those shameful things, all those hurtful things that you have experienced, the doing to others and being the victim to it as well from others. Yep, stabilizing, getting stronger, waking up, waking up, waking up in the very core of your being. This is an essence of you that's been asleep probably for most of your lifetimes. The moment you decided that you had to be small, can't be big, can't share the gift of you. Yeah, there we go. Good. Waking up, expanding from within the core of you, the part of you that went into hiding, that got small, is now waking up from within the body. There we go. Waking up now, coming in full body, yep, taking on the entire body. Yes, stepping right in from within. Yeah, good. Now look into the eyes, the true eyes. There we go. Now look at me through your eyes. There we go. Connecting. Now I'm gonna activate in the very core of you that true divinity, that true light, amping that up. The very, very core of you. You are a divine being, activating, activating, activating. Pure unconditional love and light. Open up that heart center. Now we're gonna start spinning frequency out of that heart center. All the blockages, all the misperceptions, all the reasons why you can't open, you can't trust, you can't have love, you can't let people know you fully, got to hide because it's dangerous, all these misperceptions of reality, clear, 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 spinning them out until everything is becoming consciously aware. So we're going to activate the cells, the blood, the tissues, your organs, all aspects of you being activated with the desire for awareness, to have awareness, to become aware, completely aware, waking up to awareness. Everything, yeah, there we go. Like effervescent bubbles coming through the entire body, activating the frequency of consciousness, activating the awareness frequency, waking up, waking up, waking up. So all parts of you now want to wake up. Everything inside of you is now becoming the seeker of truth, the seeker of liberation, the seeker of who you truly are and what you really are as a divine being here to share the gift of you in the world. That is what you're here to do. Shine your light. Share the gift of you. Good. Beautiful. Excellent. Nice. Beautiful. Good. Now, in front of you, right in front of you, we're going to put the golden path. Beautiful golden path. That frequency of gold is right in front of you, and the path is gold, pure, pure, pure gold. Now, just imagine, see it, sense it, hear it, know it, taste it, smell it. The path is in front of you. Stepping onto that path as you put both feet on in your etheric body, light body, Merkava body, astral body, stepping on to that golden path, that golden frequency is now penetrating, infiltrating into your all your levels, your all the different levels of who you are, the light bodies, the Merkava body, astral body, etheric body, into your emotional body as well, your spiritual mental body, and also your physical body, all the frequencies of this frequency of gold, opening you up even more. Now just seeing yourself out on that golden pathway, seeing yourself having full awareness, full consciousness, taking responsibility, being accountable for your actions, your thoughts, your deeds, your words, everything that you do. You are now feeling the power, total power, strength, inner strength of being accountable, of being responsible, and it feels awesome. It feels divine. It feels so empowering. Just letting that frequency just moving through all levels of who you are as a spirit being, as a soul evolving, just anchoring in all of these frequencies, anchoring, 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 anchoring in. So the frequency is now anchored into your light body, Merkava body, astral body, etheric body, all levels of you, your mental, emotional, physical, spiritual body into the auric field. Beautiful. Now you're just going to turn right back around, looking back at your own self with the intention now of carrying all this high-level frequency, high-level gold frequency, and the waking up and awareness that's happening. You're just now stepping right back and turning and leaning right back into your own physical body, recalibrating your cells, your DNA, your blood, your bone, your tissue, your finite levels, the neurons, atoms, photons, all levels of you, every aspect of you. And the energy frequency going up, up, up above you as well, going into your higher levels, your oversoul levels, God talk levels, super consciousness levels, and connecting right now, right into the oneness of the all that is, which is pure awareness, becoming one, completely one with the all that is. And you are now connecting with your own divinity, being connected to the totality of all existence. You are part of the existence. You're part of the totality. You're part of everything. Now even connecting even more. Now bringing your awareness right into your body. Bring your awareness behind your eyes. So you literally feel your consciousness right here, right in this moment. Then now taking your awareness right to that heart center. And again, let that big yes, yes, I am here on planet Earth. Yes, I am shining my light. Yes, I belong. Yes, I matter. Yes, I'm important. Yes, I'm loved. I love me. Now start holding that frequency of self-love. Yes, all parts of me, where I'm unconscious, where I'm blind, where I make mistakes, where I'm at fault. Yes, loving me, loving me, loving me, just like I would love somebody else, no matter what they do. Unconditional love and light for myself. I say yes, yes, yes. Beautiful. Coming in, the big yes to receive, and the frequency of gold moving through your entire physical body, lighting everything up, waking everything up. And again, having that feeling, that desire of having the awareness of being accountable, of being responsible, and being a mature adult and a mature soul, doing my part, helping and assisting, keeping my heart open, loving everyone through all their ups and downs, the trials and tribulations, loving everything and everyone, letting go of my judgments, letting go of finding fault, making things wrong, opening the heart to accept what is. I say yes, yes, yes to life, yes to love, yes to loving myself all the way, and yes to sharing the gift of me to the world. Now, let's just let everything go. Just let all thoughts go. Let any images that are presented, let everything go. Letting the body relax completely. Just letting go, letting go. Bringing awareness right here, right now, in this moment. And when you're feeling yourself right here, conscious and present, you can wiggle your arms, your feet, just being right here. But whenever you're ready, opening your eyes and being here right now.
Hmm. Wow. I think you covered, oh my gosh. What did you not cover? Yeah, is a better question.
yeah, good question.
Thank you, Bonnie. How is everybody? I really want to honor each and every one of you for your courage, you know, to feel that power that Bonnie mentioned, that power and that strength of accountability and responsibility anchoring within you with all of that. I mean, that feels so good, Bonnie, you know, to do that.
Yeah.
No
does,
more blaming, no
really
more.
Does. Yeah.
It's just, you know, I'm responsible for my life and I'm going to say yes to empowerment.
Yeah.
And really claim it. Diane from Oregon said, Carrie, I love her live clearings. So deep, so powerful, and you can actually feel the work being done. So good. Agreed, Diane. She said, two questions. Is this the same format for the clearings and the special offer?
Yeah, it is.
Kind,
basically,
yeah.
I mean, it's topic specific, so I talk a little bit about the topic. And the clearing will be topic specific. So yes, this is what it looks like. Yeah, this is how it works.
Are the MP4 videos downloadable?
I'm pretty certain they are. MPs.
Yeah,
okay.
The videos. I think they are.
Oh, wait. Yeah.
I
don't know how to answer. I don't know what an MP actually is, so sorry. I just do what I do. My team does the back end stuff, but what happens is you have access to it no matter what. So, yeah, I think if you get the package, it'll walk you through everything that you would need to know, do. Yeah.
Anne said, thank you so much, Bonnie. Your gift is so powerful and special. That was so beautiful. Thank you so much. Kat from New York said, wow, I don't think I've ever yawned that much. LOL, thank you so much. That's some clearing right there, Kat. Susan from Atlantic City, thank you both for this discussion. What an excellent clearing by Bonnie. Very powerful. I felt layers of things coming off my heart and also my eyes. Thank you, Susan. Yeah. So people definitely feel this happening, like, in the moment with your work.
Yeah.
And, as evidenced with the live callers and the other callers we took. And so thank you, Bonnie, for continuing to do this work. Your dedication and devotion is evident, and we love you for it. It's such a blessing to the planet. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Wow. So before we go, any final message, Bonnie?
Just basically, I mean, you know, staying in alignment with the personal power through awareness. I'm just going to remind everyone, you really will be more empowered when you do take charge and are willing to look at your life, you know, and no matter what, you know, we're all, if you remember, we're all souls evolving. We don't have the answers to everything. This is what we're doing on planet Earth. And we're learning and growing through all of our challenges and all of our mistakes. And if we can just keep loving the self, you know how we have that feeling where, like, I can think of friends, I just love them no matter what they do. It doesn't matter. I will always love them. We need that for ourselves. We need that kind of compassion and understanding and love for the self. Because it's all about the self. Everything is about the self. That's the only part we feel is our self. And if we keep reminding ourselves, let's have self-love, let's have compassion for ourselves, and be willing to look at and face whatever we've been hiding from, then we will be more liberated.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Be willing.
Self-love,
I think that's a
willing.
Good word.
Yeah.
Be willing
it
to
is,
say yes.
It is.
to your freedom.
Yeah,
no one can give it to
yeah.
you. I mean, you have to say yes and be willing
right.
to
true.
For that.
No one can give it to you. No.
We can support you, and that's what Bonnie
sure.
does with her work, but you have to say yes and be willing. So
right.
many people are writing in, so I just want to read a few more.
Okay, yeah.
Mare said, wow, Bonnie, I've learned and gained so much from you. Thank you, and thank you to beautiful Carrie. Thank you, Mare. Missy Sue, this process was wow. do I still need a package B to connect with you in person? Well, Missy Sue, I would say whatever feels best for you. What? Any
yeah.
response
yeah.
to that? Yeah. Lacey.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead, Bonnie.
I was just going to say with Missy, I mean, Missy Sue, you are seriously under attack, girl, seriously. And there's a lot of movement, and there's still, it'd be awesome for you to keep on going. So mm-hmm. if it works for you, I would encourage you to get package B, and also that way you also get a clearing, like a full-on clearing.
Yeah, private.
Yeah, mm-hmm. private clearing, yeah, which, yeah.
Yes.
Good.
Lacey, thank you for all the deep clearing today. Shannon, thank you. Wow, that was so deep. Expressing the new human. Here we go. Yes, Shannon.
There you go.
Sonia,
yeah.
Wow, many thanks to you both. Linda, thank you, Bonnie and Carrie, for reminding us all of the powerful beings we really are. I could feel the entire group's energy respond to that. Bless you both so much. Very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
we want people leaving feeling like, yes, I got this.
mm-hmm.
I'm committed
yeah.
to this. It's a commitment, Bonnie.
Yeah.
I mean,
it is. It is. It's true.
but it's worth it.
So,
it's worth it. That's
yeah,
why we do what we do.
If I would have known, sir, I'm not joking. If I would have known all that I would have had to go through to get where I'm at, I would have never done it. So it's better to just be in the moment as things present, one step at a time, and shift happens. It's awesome.
yes. And Elizabeth just said, will the replay help? Absolutely. You could listen
oh,
to this
yeah.
as many times as you want.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's true. That's why we do these. That's why they're recorded, because
mm-hmm.
they keep on giving. They keep on unraveling.
Just
yeah.
say yes. Right?
Just say yes. That's right. Say yes. Give the go ahead.
Bonnie, thank you so, so much for you, for all that you are, and to everybody who's joined us. Thank you for the gift of your readiness, your willingness, your presence, your openness today. What a gift to have you with us. What an honor to have you with us. Really notice what shifted for you, what's different, and allow yourself just to continue to open up to receive the benefits of this kind of accountability and responsibility for your journey. You are a
mm-hmm.
sacred being and a creator and a master of light, so you just got to claim that. And, of course, consider the beautiful opportunities to work with Bonnie with her special offers to take this forward even more. So remember that you are brilliant and resilient, and you are dearly loved, and you are certainly not alone. Thank you for joining Bonnie and myself on this really brilliant, soulful adventure today. I am sending waves and waves of grace and glory and gratitude from my heart to yours. May you feel it, receive it, and offer it to those you encounter today or tonight, wherever you happen to be in the world. And as always, until next time, please give yourself full permission to shine instead of shrink, express instead of suppress, and own that amazing, powerful glow of yours. I'll see you back here in this playground of light next time. Bye, everybody.